Y'all lay out there, sir. Okay. Throw it outside. Please, Colonel Makana. Okay, you remember we started with another exposure at a workplace? Thank you. That is the biological exposure. And usually, for each exposure, we are going to give one example or two already. This is done with the psychosocial, and I provided you with the work-related stress. And when we started multidisciplinary, when we started with the biological exposure, already we finished. Two examples that we are going to provide for you. One of them is the anthrax, and tomorrow, inshallah, the cure fever. Okay? Arjukum. Anthrax, it is a very serious disease. It is a serious disease. Previously, they call it wool sorter disease or rat sorter for the wool and rat, and also it is. They call it malignant pustule. There is a lot of name for this disease. It is a very serious bacterial disease, of course. It is a zoonotic disease. Most of these diseases, the majority were cutaneous form, okay? And also, it affects not only the cutaneous form, we have gastrointestinal and respiratory form. So, most of the mammals were affected through gastrointestinal or through respiratory tract. They got it, included the man, they got respiratory as well as gastrointestinal, and some species of the bird also. They will contract this disease with respiratory and gastrointestinal. We said most of the mammals will affect it through respiratory or gastrointestinal. They get infection when they graze, the vegetation that containing or that containing spore. Yeah. When they eat or breathe in a spore while they are grazing. So this is the herbivorous, but the carnivorous, they be infected. انتوا الثلاث البنات اطلعكم. The carnivorous will be infected how? When they eat the infected animal. So this is the cycle of the disease. Infection, of course, is caused by the bacillus anthrax. The anthrax originally it entered, or the spore of this bacilli enter the body, enter my skin, through when there is a small cut, even small cut or small wound, it will go to the skin and it will infect the human. It is a very, very serious. It is a quarantinable disease, although it is not a contagious. What do you mean by contagious? I am sure you know it, that the transmission of infection direct from person to person, direct. But it doesn't transmit it directly from one infected person to non-infected person. So it's not contagious, but it is quarantine of disease because it is very, very serious, and we will see how, why it is so serious. When enter my body through a wound okay? Then it will form irritation, there will form, and then a vesicle will form, and after that it will ulcerate it. This lesion will be ulcerated, and this ulcer will be surrounded by a mild or moderate edema in color. The important thing, the characteristic of this lesion or of this ulcer, it is painless. Usually it is painless. It does not look like the other skin or ulcer lesion of the skin. It is painless. The disease, of course, it spread from local area to the lymph node, and then it goes to the bloodstream, and then severe septicemia will occur. Of course, it will end it by death. Inhalation, the anthrax spore will go to the respiratory system. At the beginning, it causes a very mild system. This is the seriousness of the disease. At the beginning, it causes very mild symptoms. It gives us symptoms like a simple upper respiratory infection. It gives like that. That's why neither the patient nor the physician will take care of that. He think or they think it is just very simple flu or cold. So, but after, within a few days, 2 to 3 days, shock will occur. After this simple respiratory tract infection, symptom of course, 3 to 5 days, shock will occur, and within a few hours, death will occur. Okay? Within few hours, death will occur, 7 to 24 hours, death will occur. This is in general. Of course, the causative agent, it is a bacillus anthrax, it's gram-positive. It is a spore-forming bacilli, spore-forming. It had been discovered in 1876. The spore of this bacilli, usually it is live in a soil. The important thing of this spore that it can live for a long time, for decades. In this soil, or in the bad environment, or in the harsh condition, for decades, or even for centuries, مئات السنين تبقى عايشة. In this is the seriousness of the spore. It is very, very important. Herbivores are often infected. Already we say herbivores, that herbivores ليأكلون أعشاب. In particular in America, this occurred when they get infection in an open area. This open area mixing the herbivorous with the carnivorous. The carnivorous is already infected, so in this case, the transmission of disease occurred for the herbivorous. So once ingested or placed in open wound, the bacteria begin to multiply, it will change, okay, from spore to the bacteria, and then it will multiply and go killing the host, whether it be human or animal, within a few days or a few hours or even. So occupation exposed to infected animal or animal product, such as skin, wool, or any other, or meat, they will be usually have this disease, infected animals. Also, exposure, the worker exposed to the dead animal or the product of the dead animal, this is particularly occurred in area, any dead animal, okay, occur particularly in the endemic area. They consider each dead animal suspected as anthrax. So that's why workers who are exposed to dead animal or product of this are at a high risk. Also, as just now I mentioned, exposure anthrax occurs when the livestock grazing with an open range, what do you mean? It is mixing with the carnivorous. This is, just now I told you, it is occurred in the United States as well. Handling of infected animals or their wool and their hides, jute or wool or hair or any other, of course it will lead to the exposure of the disease. Several workers, many workers were exposed to the spore of this bacillus, but they will not get infection. In another word, this exposure is not sufficient to cause infection or to cause a disease. For that reason, till now, there is no documented evidence about how many spores should be available in order to cause infection or to cause a disease, or what's the average number of the spore that causing, that responsible in causing the disease. But, in general, 10,000 exposure or collection of 10,000 to 20,000 exposure to this number, it is a lethal dose of the disease. It is a lethal dose. The lethal infection or the lethal dose of the disease is by inhalation 10,000 to 20,000 spore. This is very important. As we mentioned, the anthrax occurs among whom? Among animals. Breeder, animal caretaker, animal scientist, butcher, farmer, and those who are working in the laboratory of the animal, all those are at risk, okay, or at risk of exposure. Also, handling of infected animal carcasses, okay, or placenta tissue. Handling of infected animal carcasses or infected tissue. Handling of raw goat hair, wool, or hide. Usually, they put it on their neck. That's why it is there on the neck. Or on their hand, they handle it. Okay. Of course, the veterinarian are at risk of exposure. It is acute. Occupation that may have. The risk factor also include people who are working at animal and animal product definitely. Traveler to the endemic area are at risk of exposure also. Or also postal worker at the marine, postal worker and military personnel. Why? Because okay, they use it because it is used by terrorists as a biological warfare. Biological weapon, okay? That's why the military personnel and also the postal worker in the UN very contaminated so many times it occurs. When they open it, they inhale it, and then they will get anthrax. So, what's the mode of transmission? Just now we mentioned it, but let us go through in detail. We have four types. Not three, it's three, but it's a fourth, sorry. Of course, through ingestion, that's intestinal. Second, through inhalation, and third is through skin. And the fourth is by injection, through injection. We will discuss later. So, cutaneous anthrax, also it is known as Hyde Porter disease. Hyde Porter, that's why it is on their neck or on their hand, like that. So they call it It is also known as a hind quarters disease. It is the most common form of the anthrax. It constitutes about or more than 90% of all anthrax. It's the most common type of the anthrax. And the other one, it's mild in comparing to the other. So it is the least or the last dangerous one. Least dangerous or the last dangerous one. Mortality rate of it is very, very low. It is about 20% or less, even without treatment. So it's having a low mortality rate. Of course, it's caused by the anthrax spore. It enters through, as we mentioned a few minutes, through a cut in the skin, okay? And this form is most commonly occurs when human handle infected animal, and our animal product. It is rarely fatal. Cutaneous is rarely fatal disease, as just mentioned, about 20%. The death occurs as a result of toxin. And then death will occur. At the beginning, when the spore enters, there is, although we mentioned it, there is irritation, okay, and itching in the skin, and then a boil-like skin lesion on the vesicle will form, and this will be converted into ulcer with the blood center. With the black center. That's why they call it black ischia. Black ischia disease. Okay? With the black center. The black ischia often show up as a large, it is in less. This is the characteristic of this ulcer. It is in less. This black ulcer will form within 2 to 5 days of exposure, at the beginning irritation and so on, so on, so on. Okay, but it does not cause pain as any other thing. The lymph node in the area will be enlarged, will be red and enlarged, but it is painful. This is the thing. Lymph node is painful while the ulcer is not pain. Then crust will form and this crust will fall down and so on. Complete recovery will be taken, okay, within a few weeks. This is regarding the cutaneous form. What about the respiratory form? It is known as inhalation, it is as an inhalation anthrax. It is called as wool sorter. Okay, that's why they inhale the spore. This form is very, very rare. It is very rare because most of the animals are free of the anthrax. There is no anthrax in the animal except in some area. We will discuss it in the epidemiology. So it is relatively rare, but it forms into two stages. It is serious. It forms in two stages. In the first stage, when we inhale the spore, okay, it goes to the lymph node, and then hemorrhagic mediastinitis will occur, but with the shortness of breath. But this, the first stage, it looks like the sign and symptom of the first stage just now we mentioned, it looks like a simple upper respiratory tract infection or simple cold or a flu or any other mild disease. That's why the seriousness came from this point, because we are not taking care of it. We consider it as a simple flu, so we are not going to seek treatment, or even the doctor or the physician will not considered as something serious. So it takes, this will last for hours or days, depending, of course, on the characteristic of the patient, and also on the dose of infection, most probably, okay? Then, fatality of anthrax will occur. Fatality of anthrax occurs when the first stage is in stage, just now I told you that fatality is due to mistake the diagnosis of the first stage we consider as a simple flu or any other simple disease. Because it goes to the second stage. The second stage, when it goes to the second stage, mortality rate will be 90%. So it has a high mortality rate. Even with, this is without treatment, but with the treatment, it is 45, become 40. Still, mortality rate is high. So second stage, what happened in the second stage? Okay, it will develop suddenly after hours or days of the first stage, the shortness of breath will be very severe, high fever, and then shock. Shock occurs within 48 hours, death will occur. So within 48 days, the death. Mortality rate is very high, we said. It is more than over 85 already. We mentioned it is 90% or even more. But with the treatment, it comes to 45%. Okay, we said that the respiratory and as well as the gastrointestinal infection occur among herbivorous and also among human beings. So, by inhalation, of course, of the spore, once the spore is inhaled, it will transport it into the alveoli, and then it will be picked up by the macrophage. Okay? It will be picked up by the macrophage inside the nodule, germination of the spore. It will change into active form, active bacilli, and then it will multiply and burst. And bursting of the macrophage will occur, releasing the bacilli and the released microorganism. In this case, C may occur and death will occur, definitely, when it goes to the bloodstream. Regarding the gastrointestinal form, of course, it is often caused by ingestion of anthrax-infected meat. Anthrax-infected meat. So it caused by ingestion of the anthrax-infected meat. What's the characteristic? There is diarrhea, bloody diarrhea, even more, loss of appetite, abdominal pain, and also there is vomiting, sometimes vomiting of blood. The lesion of anthrax occur in the stomach, in the intestine, in the mouth, and also in the throat. So all these lesions occur through the way of the GI tract. So, of course, all the bacilli, from its place, it goes to the bloodstream. Here also, from gastrointestinal septum, it goes to the bloodstream and make septicemia and so on. GI tract infection can be treated, even the respiratory also can be treated, of course, by antibiotic, and in this case, fatality will be this. This form of the anthrax is the most feared form. So the commonest is cutaneous, then the respiratory, which is rare, but the gastrointestinal is the most rare form of the anthrax. The fourth one is the injection. Injection, maybe this is caused by the terrorist or something like that. Okay, so there is a fever and abscess, and then at the site of the injecting the substances or injecting the drug. Now, regarding the diagnosis, the most important thing is we have to diagnose when there is a respiratory tract infection. First of all, we have to put in our mind the anthrax, particularly if the patient is working or dealing with the animal. Okay? So, distinguish primary pulmonary anthrax from more common causes, very, very essential, or it's very important. Why? To avoid the patient going from the first stage to the second stage, which is fatal stage. So of course, by antibody, detection of toxin, culturing of the bacilli, and also doing PCR. Of course, in addition, depending on the type of the disease, when it is on the skin, we can have a sample of the skin and then detect it. In the respiratory type, we do X-ray and also CT scan we can do. And we can do stool exam, we can do a lot of things. And in case of the meningitis, we can do CSF test. So many, many, many tests we have to go through in order to save the patient as much as possible. Now, what's about an epidemiology? As you know, epidemiology is so many things. The volume of the disease all over the world, mode of transmission, and causative agent, and so many others. Of course, as we know, it's spread, okay? The anthrax is spread by contact with the spore. It's either through or by breathing of a spore or by ingestion of the spore. It does not typically transmit it directly between people. It's not directly from people to people. In another word, it is not a contagious, but it is quarantinable. It is most common in Africa and Central and Southern Asia. It's most common all over the world. And it is regularly present in Southern Europe, but it is uncommon in the North Europe and North America. Actually, they said that there is at least 2,000 cases per year occur all over the world. 2,000 cases all over the world. In America, 2 cases per year occurs. So it is not so. Of course, already we mentioned that there are so many types, skin type, which is the commonest, and the fatality rate of this form is very rare. It is 20% even without treatment. While there is intestinal, the risk of death is 20 to 75. And also the respiratory type more than 85. Until the 20th century, anthrax infection killed a lot of kill a lot of people, thousands of people and animals. And also, as we mentioned just now, it has been used or developed as a weapon by a number of terrorists. Okay. So it is because it caused very serious infection and the death would occur within 2 hours. So what is the prevention and control of this disease? most important in the prevention of disease that we have to have a certificate of anthrax free for all imported animal or animal product, hair and wool and any other things. So all these things should be accompanied by certificate that these things are or is free, anthrax free. From where? From the exporting country. This is an all over world. In addition, what they do in the UK, the imported hair and wool or the other product, they treat it with the warm formaldehyde. Treat it, حتى وياها certificate, also they treat it with the formaldehyde. In the United States, what they do, yes, they do. Certificate definitely for all over the world, and also they do the chief preventive measure or in the high risk group, okay, they do vaccination of the worker, and also they improve the personal hygiene is very, very important of the worker. They have to put on a protective clothes, ventilation and housekeeping control all in the plant or in the factory. You remember all these we already mentioned yesterday. Okay. Vaccination of animal in zoonotic area is important. Okay. Strict adherence to laws regarding animal contracted or died of anthrax. What are these strict laws? Precautions are taken to avoid contact to the skin. And contact to the skin of the animal or the body fluid of this animal, we have to take precaution, prevent contact with this. The body should be put in strict quarantine. How do we do? We put it in a strict quarantine. Blood sample should be taken from this animal to be sure whether it is the death due to anthrax or not. So any dead animal should be so analyzed in approval laboratory to ascertain if the anthrax is the cause of death for this animal or not. The body should be sealed in an airtight body bag, sealed tightly and incinerated. So the body should be sealed in an airtight body bag and incinerated to prevent transmission of the anthrax spore. Full isolation of the body is important to prevent possible transmission. Other things, protective and impermeable clothes and equipment should be used by the whole, okay, worker who are dealing with this dying animal. No skin be exposed, particularly if there is even simple abrasion. It should be not exposed, should be covered totally. Okay, so no skin, especially if there is a wound or there is scratch, should be exposed. Disposable, all the PPE should be disposed, all of it. If not available, well, it was available. We have to do decontamination and then sterilization by autoclave decontamination. Use disposable equipment. They use disposable equipment should be burned or buried. إما أحرقها أو أحرقها وأدفنها. And even if it is disposable, I have to do all these. All contaminated bedding and cloth should be isolated in a double bag. Double bag condition. Plastic bag and active biohazard as mentioned yesterday. Respiratory equipment should be used for filtering. In addition to all these, the exposed person or the person who are dealing with, I have to give them antibiotic. Okay? Antibiotic, preventive antibiotic can be recommended to those who are being exposed, okay, from the beginning to prevent, particularly to prevent the respiratory. Just now we said respiratory as well as gastrointestinal, as possible. So, in addition, early detection of the source of the anthrax should be done in order to manage it or to prevent it. This is all these things we mentioned yesterday in the general, to take the preventive measures. As we mentioned, anthrax cannot be transmitted from person to person directly, okay? But the person clothes and body may be contaminated. That's why it is quarantine. Because the spore may be on my clothes or on my hair. So that's why. Effective decontamination of people can be accomplished by thorough washing hands. Thoroughly. Washing our hands thoroughly. Several times. With the antimicrobial, of course. By soap and Waste water should be also bleached, given medication. So all these things I have to follow with. Effective decontamination of article can be accomplished. Quilling article in the cabinet, I have to do decontamination, okay? By boiling it at least half an hour. At least half an hour or longer, maybe. A chlorine bleach is not effective. So, what I have to use, just now we mentioned, we use formaldehyde is effective in killing the spore as much as possible. Burning, clothes is very, very effective to destroy the spore. Now, just now we said antibiotic should be given, okay? Antibiotic treatment of anthrax is essential. Delay is not good, so I have to give it as soon as possible to survive the patient. So many types of antibiotic we have. Erythromycin, doxycycline, and so many others. If possible, case of pulmonary anthrax should be early treated with the antibiotic, just now we mentioned, in order to prevent transforming of the first stage into second stage, which is more serious. Now, in addition, we have vaccine. For the vaccine, there is two strategies for this vaccine. Usually, we give the vaccine for healthy, but here, we can give it for those before exposure and also give it after exposure. Okay? ممكن نسكت يا شباب. ممكن انتوا الاثنين الاخيرين اوكي خلاص هي بعد 3 سلايدز بليز سو فاكسين وي هاف تو استراتيجي بيفور اكسبوجر اند افتر اكسبوجر وي جيف ات Of course, before exposure to mold, those who are at high risk of exposure, we give the vaccine in 5 doses, okay, within 18 months, يعني حوالي سنة ونص. And then annual booster dose should be given. So this is the way we give the vaccine for before exposure. 3 shots or 3 doses, intramuscular, within 18 months, and then annual or booster dose annually should be given. What about the post-exposure? This has been approved just a few years ago in November 2015 by FDA that we can give it to after exposure. But here we give it in 3 doses within 4 weeks. 3 doses within 4 weeks. And of course, this treatment, of course, we should never forget that we have to give antibiotic. Antibiotic should be given for 60 days. It means 2 months. Okay? This is regarding the post-exposure. We have something, another thing, we have vaccination of the animal. In animal, it is given into 2 doses, okay? 1 month apart, between 1 dose and the other, between first and second is 1 month. And of course, there is annual booster dose. So we have the dose, maybe 5 for none, for exposure, before exposure, 3 after exposure, and 2 for annual. Okay? But there is annual, booster dose should be given. Okay? This is the vaccination. In this case, maybe we can control the anthrax. And thank you very much. Well, I should run the animal.